Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Dree.
Seven women have names attached to that guilty plea, but the families who've waited decades to hear those names spoken in a courtroom won't get a trial. They'll get a hearing, a sentencing date, and silence, where cross-examination should have been. And they're not the only ones left without answers. 11 sets of remains were found along that stretch of Long Island, and authorities have said they don't believe Hiraman is responsible for all of them. Shannon Gilbert's case remains its own unresolved chapter. The question hanging over all of this is whether a plea closes the book or just closes the chapter everyone was still reading. I think that's the other thought that I had come to my mind right away when I heard, oh, he's making a plea. There's a lot of remains that still have not been connected to anyone. And remains, it seems like every handful of months, we hear another one that gets connected to Rex. So the idea that Rex Hiraman may not ever end up in a courtroom for a murder trial, I don't think is completely impossible. It just may not be with these seven victims. Although, who knows, if he is to be connected to one, he may do the same thing and plead guilty. In any way, shape, or form, does him pleading guilty to these seven hinder, slow down, prevent, or do anything to not connect him possibly with these other mysterious murders that have been out there? Is this in any way shielding him from any sort of connection out there? I don't know the answer to that question. I mean, I think I do, but I'm not sure. From a legal standpoint, what do you think?
So, yeah, two things, and they're sort of divergent. So from a legal standpoint, I think it makes it more likely that they'd be able to prosecute him, because once he has entered this plea for these seven killings, there's a concept called modus operandi. Like he took similar actions in other circumstances that have distinct characteristics that can potentially tie him to these other things. So it makes it more likely he did that, and past acts, including prior homicide convictions, can be used to prosecute other homicides for which he has not yet been convicted. On the other hand, practically speaking, my concern is the authorities are going to be like, hey, we gave it our best shot. We got him on seven. You know, this has been decades in the making. We're going to close this chapter. We've got other priorities to work on. And that is really the tragedy for these families. Can you imagine how it would feel if like you lost your loved one years ago, had no answers, and then they finally find a guy who seems like he might be suspected in it, and they get him on the other stuff, but not on your loved one's case? Like, it'd be devastating.
So here's what could be good, though. You know, if we have great investigators, which I believe their department has great investigators, like, so here's my mindset. As soon as you rolled that out, Tony, the first thing going through my mind, excited. I got excited because, like, oh my God, I can go talk to this guy finally. He's not in the middle of a trial. You know, the reins are off. I can go interview him. I can talk to him. I get access to all the data, all the information, all the leads. And so if you do have some hungry investigators that are trying to close these cold cases, trying to figure them out, especially, I can only imagine now you have a lot of families of these unsolved deaths and unsolved missing people that have been hounding that department and other departments, that now that you are once the plea is accepted and sentencing is done, they will have access to him if he's willing to have the access and have those dialogues. I think there's a lot of potential there. Again, I'm always glass half full on these things.
Yeah, it's an important point.
I guess my concern would be this. Everybody's human. And we know sometimes we've seen cases where you have somebody that's in prison for their stack of murders, and there's these unsolved cold cases out here. And then if you go and try and tack it onto the guy who's already in there, who's already admitted to all of these, sometimes they just, yep, I did it. I'll take that one too, whether or not it was actually true or not. Then you actually don't get to the bottom of who was behind the actual murders. Is that, I mean, are we looking at that, I mean, being a real risky kind of possibility there, where once you do get him behind bars, are we going to see a bunch more get tacked onto him, with the prosecutors hoping that, you know, maybe he'll just admit to those two and we can just kind of move along down the line and get these off of my list of active cases that we're investigating and just, you know, shove it down the line, you know, or is this more glass half full? Does this take us into a territory where maybe we can actually find the answers to some of these, and maybe they do lead us to Huerman? But it is kind of one of those things where you're taking humans and letting them be humans, and humans aren't always the most accurate creatures.
I would say if you're asking him, I'm sorry, Eric, you know, before you go, yeah, okay. I would think if you're asking him where the bodies, like, not just, you know, like, mm-hmm. do missing people as well. So that's like singular information I think you could lead to potentially. Anyway, so sorry, go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, no, I hear you. There's some potential there for further justice. There's some potential there for the absence of justice, the facade of justice, something that is hollow, whereby Rex just says, yeah, whatever, that was me. And you know, how satisfying is that to a victim's family? Sure, it gets a conviction, you know, marked up on the docket, but how meaningful is that if we can't place faith in it?
Is this something where once they got him in the corner, he's obsessed with control? If he is responsible for more murders, and I believe he is, I think a lot of people do. I don't think he went silent from 93 to 2000. I think there's plenty more out there. Can he now use, basically, he's just kind of, okay, I'm locked in the stadium now. Here's the goalposts, and here's where they're at. He can't get out, but he can choose where he sits. And I'm wondering if that's something he's going to use to his advantage of, oh, you want to know where the other bodies are? You want to get me on this one? Oh, that's great. But here's what I want from behind bars to tell you where they are. I want this in my cell. I don't want a roommate. I don't want, you know, I mean, how much, I guess the question is, how much leverage does an inmate have behind bars if then they are convicted or accused of other crimes? And he says, yep, did those too. You want to find out where the bodies are? I want this. Is that something he can use? Is that a lever he can pull once he is behind bars?
Question.
I think we need to look no further than Ghislaine Maxwell's case. She was convicted of some horrendous human trafficking crimes. And, you know, then when she started purportedly working with the government, I'm not sure exactly what that looked like, but she got transferred to a pretty nice kind of white collar prison. And so there are bargaining chips that those folks have on the inside. And this could, in some perverse way, allow them to retain some modicum of control. And he keeps being the puppet master back there. Yeah. And that would be a miscarriage of justice.
You know, Eric, when you said that, the first thing that went through my mind when I saw this potential plea was, oh my God, he's been behind bars long enough that he's said, I figured this out. I got it. Let me do this so I maintain that control. I really think that's what a lot of this was. He figured out the system inside, saw that it's survivable for him, that what he wants to do for his last few years of life. And he knew if he could actually use this lever of manipulation or this one, using what he could hold in the bank, it actually thought he could set himself up pretty good for that. That was what went through my mind.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost like he's come to the acceptance of he's never going to be on the outside world anymore. So how right. can I make my inside world as good as it can be? And we're all looking at it as, oh, he's scratching at the doors, trying to get back to the outside world. No, I don't think he is. I think he's pretty good where he's at. And I think he's trying to, you know, do what he always does, control the environment around him. And I wonder if this is part of that play. Is there anything that a judge could do going into his sentencing here, if he does plea and if he accepts it and all these levers do fall the way we think they're going to fall, where any of that could be prevented? Can a judge be proactive in this sort of shit to prevent somebody from pulling the Ghislaine Maxwell card of like, you can do all you want, you can make your claims of this and do all you want, but you know what, at the end of the day, none of it's going to matter because we've already said to you, no, I mean, and it's a shame that maybe we're not going to find out where these bodies are, but you are not going to take advantage of the system to your dying day with what little levers you have left.
Even the most righteous judge has very limited control over those things. For example, The judge doesn't have jurisdiction over the Bureau of Prisons, and Rex could make a deal with the warden or whatever that never even sees the judge's desk. In addition to that, the judge doesn't have jurisdiction over law enforcement. So Rex could talk with detectives, he could talk with prosecutors, and he could bargain for himself some kind of, you know, little benefits here and there over which the judge has zero control. So the judge can put some aspirational orders into different rulings, but at the end of the day, the judge can't say, you know, hey, don't transfer him to this nicer facility. Judge can't do that.
Yeah, you can really see the thought experiment maybe going through Rex's head on this, where the only thing he's going to be left with when he is behind bars and he came to that conclusion, there's no getting out of this. So what does he have left? The only currency he can bring behind bars with him, he probably witnessed this with other people, is information. And as soon as that information is gone, it's no longer currency he can leverage for the things he wants. And so I think he pled because he's going to maintain as much of that control, that information he has, so he can actually decide what he wants to spend it on for life.
Yeah, no, I feel you.
One more question, and in no way am I accusing Asa of having knowledge of any of this or her kids or anything. She may be just as much of a victim as everybody else, or she may be completely clueless. Now, one can argue, like, maybe you should have been more aware of what was going on around you and your family and your home. I mean, that's a whole other conversation. But there's still a lot of people who look at this, the dynamics of this relationship, and go, you didn't know anything? And there's a difference between, you know, your husband's weird and you suspect he's up to weird shit, but you don't know what it is. That may be all this is. But there's some folks who do think that she might have been more involved or had more knowledge of what was going on. And I'm not saying that she did. I guess I'm just asking this from a legal perspective of, is there any exposure that she still faces or now faces with him pleading guilty to this? If he's the one who did this, then we know flat, then that basically says, okay, this shit was going on in this house where she lived for all of those years. Does that put any sort of weight into any investigation further into her, or would they have already, do you think they've already exhausted those roads and came up to the conclusion of, she's got nothing to do with any of this, and so we're not going to go after her? I mean, we've seen cases where they kind of pick family member off by family member, Adelson's being one of them. I'm just wondering, you know, I'm not accusing her. I'm not saying she did. I personally think she was just ignorant on the whole damn thing and told herself whatever she told herself to get by and ignorance. Yeah, I really, that's my personal feeling on it after watching this case for 3 years. But I don't know the answer for sure. Only a few people do. What's your thoughts there?
You know, and like you, Tony, I have zero evidence that the wife had any knowledge or involvement, but just talking, you know, hypothetically, when you've got seven killings, we got these brutal murders going on, law enforcement is not usually inclined to just give some peripheral actor a pass. You know, if they were to uncover evidence tying her to some sort of criminal action and association with these murders, I think they would be remiss not to at least further investigate that and see if there's any provable crimes there.
Wouldn't they already be there though by now?
Yeah, it's my question too. Would it have popped up already or no?
You know, we've been doing this for several years with Rex Hurlman. I would anticipate that, yes. And in fact, the prosecutors would be smart to, if they did have such evidence, use that as further leverage, saying, hey, you know, your wife, we believe, may have committed these crimes. That's going to be really a huge bummer for her. And also, we might call her to testify against you in your trial. So I imagine they would have already taken measures in furtherance of that if they had the goods.
What's the likelihood that they could actually, that Rex and his team could actually make her immunity part of that plea deal? And they would accept it.
Yeah, you know, that's usually pretty, it's uncommon because usually an immunity deal is only for the defendant, for the party. But, you know, could theoretically a person broker immunity for somebody else? I don't know of any legal authority prohibiting it. And I think a defense attorney could get creative.
That's what I was just starting to wonder about too, Robin, when I was asking that question.
I'm reading your mind.
Yes. I do wonder about that. Like, could they have come to him and said, look, you know, you're going down for this. And you know what? We're going to take your wife and maybe your daughter too. Not because they were out there doing this with you, but because we can prove probably to a jury that maybe they did, that they had some sort of knowledge of this, or we're at least gonna, maybe they're scaring Rex, if we think we have enough and we're gonna throw this out there, and or we can make them immune, they can be witnesses for the state, but unless you go down this road, we're not gonna grant that immunity, and we could prosecute them and we could put them behind bars. So what is it, Rex? Would you like to have your wife and your daughter go to prison for the foreseeable future while you rot in a cell, or would you like to just go rot yourself?
But remember, we think it's not because he likes them or cares for them.
Yeah.
It's because of the exposure he'd have from them being on trial. I want to keep going on the road of him being an ass. Not a caring individual. Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
You better believe that those conversations happen oftentimes behind closed doors between prosecutors and defense attorneys. You know, you're trying to assess the your client's exposure. You're trying to assess what horrible things could happen if we don't take this plea. And the prosecutors are not shy about saying, could there be additional charges? Could there be additional defendants? Could all of this stuff happen? It could. But hey, how about let's just, you know, cop to it now, and we'll avoid that huge nightmare.
Yeah, I mean, could and would and stick are very different things. I mean that's the thing. But if you present it as this could happen, and you know, with the right jury, it could. Even if there's really not enough to truly, because again, I don't think that they had knowledge. I mean, maybe retrospectively, they may look back and go, oh, it was weird what happened on that Tuesday, but I never really saw it from that perspective until now. I mean, there may be some of that, but I don't think they were sitting there like, oh, look what Dad says in the document today. Oh, why that tattoo, Dad? Why are you cutting that one off? I don't think it was like that by any means. But if you can put that in front, and they must know, they might know more. They might be able to connect some of your actions to some of these other crimes. I do wonder. I really do wonder. I think that might be the inspiration lever that got pulled right there.
And final note on that, Tony, too, because what they would know, so even if they weren't witting, like it looks like they're not witting, but they know the pattern, his behavior for all those years, because remember, they were groomed into complacency. But they have a pattern of his behavior of what he did and what he did with them when he's doing these killings. And so they could actually then, if they went to continue to interview her, they could actually uncover even more of his secrets based on not her knowledge of what he did, but the knowledge of his patterns of behavior that they can then superimpose on all these other cases. So that's why I think the exposure is that the leakage she could have inadvertently towards other things he had done is what they could get.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't believe Rex has a public defender, does he? I mean, isn't this a paid for defender, or am I wrong on that? I could be wrong.
Give me one second.
I'm not sure. If it is a private defense attorney, then the financial piece could absolutely be playing a role, but I'll have to check my notes on that.
Yeah, because that would also then affect, because I believe that she got the divorce to protect assets and things of that nature. But the money is somewhere. I mean, if it's not a public defender, he's getting paid somehow, and that money could either go to Asa and the children existing or to defending. Yeah, another interesting lever. Yeah.
Looks like court appointed.
It is court appointed. Okay. Well.
Yep.
Oh, there we go. That answers that question.
Represented by court appointed assigned counsel. Yeah. Michael Brown from Islip.
Okay. I didn't know Michael was. Okay. I didn't know. Well, that answers that. But the other ones seem to stick. I don't know. Very interesting. Would we ever know the answer to that question, Eric? Once this all comes out and the plea deal is finalized, would we ever know if that was a lever that was pulled to motivate him to do this?
Unless it is written into the plea, probably not, and typically not. You know, those conversations can be of a threatening nature between the attorneys, and those don't necessarily see the light of day. Sometimes that's a phone call. Sometimes that's a meeting in a hallway.
Yeah, interesting. Well, there you go. Such a fascinating case. We'll see where it plays out. I still feel like there's going to be more twists and turns. I don't think this is the end of Rex Hiraman once he's behind bars, just like so many of these serial killers seem to be that way. Eric Faddis, defense attorney, as always, thank you so much for joining us and giving us your insight into this case. Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. His book, latest one, It's Not All About Me, available wherever you get your books. Go and check it out. You, please press subscribe wherever you are listening or watching us, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, so you don't miss any of our reporting and conversations on these cases. And give us your thoughts in the comments section on Substack and YouTube. We'll continue the conversation right there. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Capture your favorite summer feeling with Pandora Jewelry. Discover a collection inspired by the sunshine, freedom, and moments that make the season unforgettable. From sun-kissed metals to personalized pieces ready to be engraved with your summer mantra, each design moves with you, from beach days to golden nights and every memory in between. Shop Pandora Jewelry's new summer collection in-store or online at pandora.net and let your summer unfold.